Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing.
Welcome back to upset Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Ann Allred, who got me addicted to this Nathaniel Reed croissant, I just sent her a picture, and then she just responded, "You are addicted now." So, all right.
Frank, what's the most expensive thing you have in your car? Not that I'm advocating burglary.
I know where I'm going. Yeah.
You saw the Alex Rodriguez story?
Oh, my goodness,
so
yeah.
It's an SUV that I guess ESPN rented there in San Francisco. It's after the game, because I was wondering, why is he parking three blocks from the stadium? But they were all out to eat after the game. The upscale restaurant, by the way, in San Francisco was called Marlow. When I think of Chuck, I think of fine dining.
Yeah.
So they're eating at Marlow, and the car gets broken into, and Alex loses $500,000 worth of jewelry and electronics. You've got a couple of, like, parking passes that have some value to me, but
I got my badge.
There's a couple of Marquette golf balls in my car. There is nothing.
I got golf clubs.
Golf clubs,
it's
yeah.
Probably worth $300 or $400, maybe.
But we're almost like the people in downtown St. Louis for a while who would put a sign in the window that says there's nothing to steal. They must have been watching, though. They had to know. Although in San Francisco, they said it's become an epidemic. A couple of years ago, they had 31,000 break-ins.
That's a lot.
And we complained about it downtown. That's crazy high. But can you imagine 500? It's probably, they're not getting into great detail. He probably had a $200,000 watch.
That's the thing, right? Like $500,000 for a guy like A-Rod could be three items.
Correct.
Why would you have the watch in the car?
Right. I mean, I'm just trying
to
think.
Do you need an extra watch just in case your watch breaks, your other one?
I don't know.
That's a cheap watch, the backup watch for A-Rod.
What could it be? You know, a necklace that you were, because you're traveling, you're leaving town that night, you just did a game. How much extra jewelry do you have just laying around? What he should say is, J-Lo, hey, honey, I picked up a little something for you. It wasn't my jewelry. It's something I bought for you while I was on the road.
Alex Rodriguez net worth $300 million. J-Lo's net worth $400 million. They are officially married? Is that right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
God, and I follow People Magazine on Twitter. I should know this. But most people, I would say, used to have your cassettes in the car. Maybe a couple
A-track.
Of CDs. Frank would always ask people, what's in your CD player?
Yeah, now you can.
Now what do you say? What are you streaming on Spotify?
I say, what do you listen to before a game? Kind of leave it open-ended there. Is A-Rod married? Let's get to the bottom of this right now.
By the way, I did also get an update for you. Iggy said his brother Kevin was sometimes referred to as Twigs. So it was Iggy and Twiggy, but it was only to a small selection of people in Brentwood.
There's nobody in Brentwood that doesn't know Ken Strode.
Well, he's in the Hall of Fame.
He is?
Yeah, the Brentwood Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? He got in the year before Gary Kornfeld.
Yeah.
Of course.
By the way, I want to mention, we do have a giveaway today for Mesh Polo over Jersey Night. Friday, August 23rd, the Cardinals host the Rockies. That night, 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will add a Mesh Polo over Cardinals jersey to their wardrobe, courtesy of Bayer. Get your August 23rd tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions. We got to figure out a way, because these are good tickets. This is section 169, row 11. So they got to earn these.
So it's about third base, left field-ish, up the line, field box.
Lower left field box, yes.
Yeah, I'm convinced there's no bad seats in that stadium.
That's true. And you're seeing a good team, or a fun team at least, the Rockies. They can't pitch, so you'll see some offense.
Has our appreciation for that stadium grown? Like, when it opened, I said, it looks nice, but I was kind of lukewarm. I was lukewarm on it.
It was vogue to bash on that new stadium.
Wasn't it? Like, it was, and then last week, 2 weeks ago, whenever the Cubs were here and these Chicago guys were down and they bought seats and they're sitting down low, they're raving about the stadium. They said, this is the, and they had walked around and they said, this is the coolest place. Love the views, love the open air areas. And they had really kind of explored it. And I thought it was nice to get a view from somebody out of town.
This was the group who kind of wanted free tickets.
Well, I think they were fishing. Hey, we're coming down. How hard is it to get tickets? Oh, it shouldn't be a problem at all.
No, pull it the whip. Yeah, I got tickets and go, all right, just shoot me your credit card information. It'd be $485.
Well, here's the flip side of that. This guy in Chicago has access through his company. to great seats at Wrigley, and he said, hey, if you guys are ever up, you want to take Carson to a game, he said, we have those green seats at Wrigley. You can eat and drink downstairs. And I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. But it wasn't clear if he gets them from the company.
And do you go all the way to Chicago?
It would be like $1,000 for like three of them. And I'm like, when do I say, God, that sounds great. We're going to take you up on that. Remember how you said we should come and use those great seats you have?
You go, who are you again?
I mean, Martin. I don't want to put you out. That's a really expensive item. Oh, no, you're not putting me out. It'll be payable upon receipt. So it's unclear. But anyway, they were raving about the stadium, and I think early on, that would be a fun topic one day. Did you like Busch 3 when it was rolled out, and has your opinion changed at all? Because I think mine has changed a little bit.
You know, the craziest thing, too, is, and you don't really fully appreciate it unless you're coming from Illinois, but just how close that stadium is to the highway. Gosh.
Yes.
There can't be another freeway that close to a stadium. And I'm not complaining. It's just wild how close it is.
It is, yeah. They wedged it in there pretty good.
A-Rod is not married but engaged to J-Lo. Rihanna is worth $600 million. How about that? The wealthiest female musician alive.
Yeah, I tell you, Busch Stadium lacks the food appeal for, you know, kind of a snacky that I am. If you walk around, now I'm not talking every level.
I thought there's
some spots. There are some locations up on the upper level, but for the most part, it's all named different cafes and diners. This is Centerfield, this is Backstop Alley, you know, or whatever.
Ballpark Grill.
Yeah, and it's all the same.
But in recent years, they've added more.
There's a couple
niche
little
venues,
spots to where they're cutting, you know, pulled pork and brisket and things like that, but. I can't compare it to other stadiums. I've been to many, but the variety isn't there. There's a lot, just not a lot of variety.
I'm a sucker for a father-son relationship. Do we give the tickets to Potent Potable?
Potables. Potent Potable. It's an old Celebrity Jeopardy joke.
Is that right?
Okay. Saturday Night Live.
My son is about to turn 4 at the end of the month. He's a diehard Cardinals fan and loves Yachty. Tickets to the game against the Rockies for a father-son day would be a perfect birthday present.
All right, we'll put it in the hopper. Keep them coming, though.
I like that, though.
He'll be on the corner. Ticket! Get yourself some tickets for Section 169.
All right, Lakeside Roofing, established in 72. Solid rep for excellence in the roofing industry. Their philosophy is focused around a relentless commitment to customer service, quality products, and outstanding workmanship. Lakeside Roofing's rep is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, competitive pricing. In Illinois, call 618-344-2800. In Missouri, call 314-241-5253. The left-hander, Rick Horton, when we come back.